Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 32nd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad, and with me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. Matt, how is the new book progressing? How are you doing with that?
It's good. We're in production. I'm doing a book called Mercedes-AMG, Race Bred Performance, and it's with Motorbooks, and it's due out in November. So we're actually in production right now, so they're putting things together, and I'm looking at PDFs back and forth, so it's coming along quite well.
Good.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
And I'm so glad that's going well for you. Well, with EV expert Matt DiLorenzo with us, it's appropriate that in the news we look at the current state of EVs in the United States and where the market might be headed. That's in the news with us. Of course, tariffs in the auto industry continue to grab headlines, and we have Matt DiLorenzo, who is a veteran automotive reporter, heaven knows, to tell you what's real and what is hype. We'll give you our thoughts on how you should proceed if you're planning to buy a car coming up. And BMW has announced some changes for the spring, including the launch of a new model. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EonLancey.com, the publisher of my just-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury. So imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. As you longtime listeners to the show know, Matt is a frequent guest host. We love having Matt on the show. He is author of How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. You should look for that book. We've known each other for decades, and we finally got a chance to work together at Kelley Blue Book. Matt, it is great to have you on the show, as always. And what is your test vehicle for us this week?
This week, I actually had an opportunity to drive the Dodge Charger Daytona, which is an electric muscle car, which kind of sounds like a oxymoron, but it really isn't. It's fast. It's loud. And
yes,
it's a very interesting vehicle, one of the most interesting vehicles I think I've driven this year.
Right. Well, I have a muscular car of its own, the 2025 Polestar 3 Launch Edition. We have two great guests for you this week. Danielle Livingston is a marketing expert, and Jake Robbins is a product expert on the brand new Toyota 4Runner, so we'll talk about that. We have a ton of show for you, so stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4-7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Spring is here and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matthew Lorenzo. Jackie Redd back with you. We're so glad you're with us. We do appreciate it. We're so glad Matt is with us. Unfortunately, Chris is ill today. He came down ill overnight. Matt is a great substitute host. We love having him on the show. And I think I've got some stuff that's right up your alley as an EV expert, Matt. This is from J.D. Power's eVision Intelligence Report for last month, just now reported, so figures based on what happened in March, but very current, of course. And it tells about EV market share. It is now 9.3%. That's up from 8.4% a year ago. Slightly down, though, from what happened in February. Purchase consideration, which means, maybe I'll look at an EV, is steady at 23%. I don't think that's particularly high, but we can talk about that. What's your take on this, kind of where we're at with the EV market?
Well, I think electric vehicles are finding a home with a certain niche of the market. It's not moved into a mass market by any means yet.
Yeah.
And I think it's a combination of factors. One is affordability. The product offerings are a little bit more limited than your traditional gas-powered car, so that's going to limit market share, especially when we have a market that skews so heavily towards trucks and SUVs. So I think they're decent numbers. I think, all these people are predicting this massive transformation of the auto landscape are going to be a little bit disappointed. But actually, I think, it just shows that it is a viable option. It's just not a panacea.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's so viable for the manufacturers. It seems like a viable option for consumers out there. I think they're buying a lot of cars that are kind of heavily subsidized by manufacturers who are selling internal combustion engine vehicles and paying for the fact that they're selling electric vehicles out of that. It's kind of interesting, too, in terms of the survey from J.D. Power. Interest in EVs is highest among consumers earning over $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's certainly not every person out there. And it's in the West and the Northeast, kind of not surprising there. And this is interesting, too, I think. And I love your comments on this. Consideration among Republicans, so political party has something to do with this, and J.D. Power was sampling that, dropped 3 points over the course of the month to 20%. But 20% are still actively considering. 30% of Democrats are very likely to consider an EV, and that was up only a partial percentage point over the course of the month. Kind of interesting that to me, I would have thought there'd be maybe a bigger dichotomy by political party, but it doesn't seem to be that the case, does it?
No, and you know, I think a lot of people are reading a lot of things into the situation that just aren't there. You know, we do have the anti-Musk protests and Tesla's being targeted and that sort of thing. And I think a lot of people are saying, well, there were all these people who were big Tesla fans, but now that he's aligned himself with Donald Trump, Teslas aren't a good idea more. And I think the average consumer, car buyer, is puzzled by that. And I think they're puzzled by electric vehicles. They say, well, yeah, maybe I'll consider one, but I'm more interested in, you know, my own personal transportation needs.
Yeah.
And in a market where gas prices are coming down, I could see that as hurting future consideration. It is interesting that in the West, you know, it is holding up, but also gas prices are holding up. I mean, you know, we live in California, and it's still $5 a gallon where there are places in the U.S. where it's well under $3 a gallon now. So, again, it will have a market. It will be a very specific market, probably higher income people, as indicated, and a coastal thing. And you know, a place like California with mild weather is a perfect environment for an electric vehicle. But if I live in Minnesota or Wisconsin, I'm not all that enthused about the cold weather capabilities of an EV, and then also the charging infrastructure is still another big question.
Yeah, question marks out there. Specifically about Tesla, it's still the most considered EV brand, that's according to J.D. Power, but is losing ground. You know, some might say it's losing, its consideration fell to 18.2% versus 20.5% a year earlier. Some would think that this controversy that you referred to about Elon Musk and Doge and all that's going on with the administration would have maybe a bigger effect on Tesla. Tesla, what they cite is Tesla's biggest problem here isn't that, but competition from other brands, from Chevrolet, Ford, Toyota, among others, you know, and that the Tesla lineup is getting kind of aged. Your thoughts on that, Matt?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, you look at there are finally some more affordable alternatives in the marketplace. You know, I think GM with the Equinox EV is making some great inroads, and it's getting some terrific reviews. The Honda Prologue is doing really, really well. So I think there's that market, and certainly the Koreans have been very strong in that market, and their consideration has only been growing. So yeah, I you know, the market is shifting. You know, the other interesting thing about the protest, I find it that the vehicle that gets the most vandalism is the Cybertruck. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
You don't see. You don't see Model 3s or Model Ys or even the S or that. They're going after the Cybertruck because it's so visible.
Yeah, and I think there's more to this. I think some of this might be paid vandals as opposed to more organized activity. Let's shift over to tariffs because I want to talk about that. And certainly a lot of people are concerned about that. I think what isn't reported really is what is being attempted here is a major reset in what's happening in industrial policy in the United States.
Exactly.
I mean, what the goal of all this is to increase manufacturing jobs, bring manufacturing jobs back into the United States. I think that's really important to do for several reasons. One, for just the basis of the country, to have people have good paying jobs, but also for national defense. I mean, what's your take on that from a high level?
You know, I think people are looking at the tariffs as sort of some sort of instant tax that's going to affect all Americans and is somehow going to drive up inflation. And it's like this impending doom.
Well, it's being reported that way, but I don't think that's true, right?
Especially in the auto industry, because people don't buy cars every week, like, you know, food or other things. So I think the impact of these tariffs on the auto segment are greatly exaggerated at this point. It's going to take time for any impact to happen. And there are plenty of alternatives to imported vehicles on the market. So I don't think it's not going to be as inflationary as people think. And, you know, for a lot of these people who are saying, well, make the rich pay their fair share. Well, those are the cars that are going to get hit the worst by the tariffs are imported luxury cars. So I'm taking a wait and see attitude. And if it does help move onshore production and car parts, we're all the better for it.
Yeah, and I think that production can be shifted pretty rapidly. I mean, you're an industry observer. You worked for Automotive News for a lengthy period of time, both here and overseas. I mean, what's your take on that?
I think I read somewhere that the capacity right now is only running at somewhere between 60 and 70% in America. Stellantis closed the Warren truck plant that was building Rams and moved it to Mexico. Well, that plant's still sitting there, and a lot of those workers are still in Michigan, and I think it's not going to be a heavy lift for them to move that back. And even GM has announced that they're bringing some truck production back from Mexico to Fort Wayne. So I think there's going to be some short-term impacts that are definitely going to be beneficial to the industry and jobs. And the industry is going to be allowed to make money on these vehicles. They're not, because of the relaxation of CAFE and some other even stricter EPA things down the road, their markets are assured. So that level of certainty will actually help a lot of manufacturers decide to onshore the production.
Right. I think that's absolutely true. Good analysis. BMW is about to introduce a new Grand Coupe. That's coming down the road. And when we come back, we will be road testing a couple of vehicles, including the Dodge Charger Daytona and the Polestar 3. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Nerad back with you, and it is road test time. And oh boy, we're buzzing with all electric road tests this time around. Matt is driving an electric muscle car. If that doesn't seem like an oxymoron, he will tell you about that. I was driving a kind of a muscular electric car too. But first, Matt, tell us about the Dodge Charger Daytona.
Well, it's an answer to a question that I don't think a lot of people have asked about. What would a traditional American muscle car be if it was all electric? But, you know, from a technological point of view, I think Dodge has done a credible job. The Charger Daytona RT, I think I drove a Stage 2, which was the higher performance version of it that makes 670 horsepower. It has a 100 kilowatt hour battery. The thing will go 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. It's a big car. I mean, it's as big as the original 1970 Charger. So it's got, you know, they're going to offer it in a 2- and 4-door version. I was in the 2-door, and the back seat is absolutely cavernous. It's plenty of space. It's a really cool car. The question is, do people who buy Hemis really want a car like this? I mean, they have electronically generated muscle car noise that sounds pretty convincing, if you ask me. And if you put it in,
it sounds better than real in a lot of ways, right?
You put it in like track or drag mode, and I mean, it was hurting my ears. I had to move it back to the sport mode. That's what I was most comfortable, but it sounded pretty cool. But the question is the market ready for it? I mean, the one that I was driving only has a range of about 215 miles. It costs $90,000. They're not selling. They're trying to discount them. I think they're eligible for the $7,500 tax credit. But that's still not a lot of money. You know, that's less than 10% off a $90,000 sticker. Now, they do have a standard RT version that'll go about 300 miles. It's got under 500 horsepower. It's like 496 with, you get this power shot where you can get 40 extra horsepower on a button. It's cool. It's $60,000 still, so I don't know. We'll see if the market really is ready for something like this.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, I'm looking at this vehicle as, you know, a potential collector car, because collector cars are generally cool cars that didn't sell very well, you know, when they were new, right? Dating back to the Cord 810 and things like that, the Auburn Boattail Speedster, and things on that order, or fuel-injected Corvettes, which were a very small part of the Corvette mix early on in the 50s. And I've driven this vehicle too. I think it's super cool. I like it most when the ersatz sound is turned off,
right?
Because you know, I just think that's weird.
Yeah.
You know, to have this soundtrack. I mean, if I'm going to have a soundtrack, I mean, give me the Beach Boys or something like that. I'll listen to them as opposed to made up engine sounds where the car doesn't even have an engine. It has a motor or motors. Right. Your thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, no, and I totally agree with you. I think you hit the nail on the head about its collectability, because it's a beautiful car. The design is spectacular. Yeah. The interior is really nice. It has unbelievable performance for what it is. But it's like the answer to a question that I don't think has been asked yet, especially diehard IC people aren't really ready to embrace. And the fact that it does make a cool sound, but it's still fake. And I think people want authenticity.
Well, I think that's what muscle car people are. I mean, I think they're diehard ICE people, internal combustion engine people. They love that. They have gasoline flowing through their veins. They will tell you that.
Not electrons.
Yeah, it's not electrons. And I mean, this is a cool car, and it's super fast, and it does a lot of things really right. And I applaud Stellantis for what they've done here engineering wise, certainly well done. But to your point, I don't know what the market is, and I don't know that. And I guess they're finding out, and they're finding out off the top. It's not all that strong.
No, and the I think the fortunate thing for them though is that they built this car with internal combustion in mind. They have an inline six. It's supposed to be pretty terrific. They call it a hurricane engine. It's a
turbocharged
inline six.
Yeah.
But they're also bringing back the Hemi. And I bet, you know, there's going to be a Hemi in this car within 2 years.
Very soon.
And so, you know, it won't be a total disaster for them. But again, it's going to be kind of a unicorn car that if you are a collector and you want a really kind of cool piece to add to your collection, yeah, you go out and get one. You'll probably make a pretty good deal on one, too.
Yeah, wrap it in Saran and, you know, keep it for 20 years. You'll have something very cool.
Yep.
I'm not sure that I will be around in 20 years, so I'm not sure I'm qualifying for that, but there you go. Well, I was driving a vehicle, and this might be a very unique road test because it could be about a vehicle that will soon vanish from the U.S. market forever or may not even really kind of launch, and I'm talking about the Polestar 3 Launch Edition. The Polestar 3, of course, is kind of a crossover all-electric version. That has a lot of Volvo touches in it. Polestar, of course, is an offshoot brand from Volvo. But I think a lot of these, if not all, are built in China, which is very problematic from a tariff point of view. Interestingly, it has minimalist Scandinavian-type styling. It has very high-end materials. The spec sheet has great stuff. But you, again, this is one of those where I wonder, where's the market? Let me give you a little detail on horsepower and things like that. 489 horsepower, 620 pound-feet of torque. What's your take on that as a performance vehicle and coming out of the Dodge Charger Daytona?
Yeah, you know, I think it is, you know, with the higher performance vehicles, you don't notice the weight as much because they do get out of their way. And the Polestar is kind of like a Q-ship. It's really a sleeper. Because the styling kind of looks a little Volvo-ish, but it's not. You know, you don't see one of these things on every corner. But the thing is so fast. I mean, you hear the word neck-snapping performance. Truly, your head will snap back when you jump on this thing. It's just it's really, you know, mind-boggling performance. But it's very quiet. It's very it's sterile. You know, you get in the thing, and everything is run through the center touchscreen.
Yeah.
Even things like adjusting your outside mirrors, and I just don't feel like I'm engaged with the vehicle. It's cool, but I just don't feel like I'm at
this home is one there. That I found kind of otherworldly.
Yeah.
You know, or you know, like a way different kind of thing than the typical car, which some people I think will gravitate to and other people will find somewhat troubling because, like you say, you've got things like everything through that center screen. It's a big center screen. It's 14 and a half inches. It's a nice touch screen. It has Google built into the operating system. It's the Android Automotive operating system to all the infotainment stuff. So that's a bunch of great stuff there. But at the same time, when you want to just change the temperature or you know, shift to a different driving mode, which I'm not sure who really does that in real life very much. You have to go into that touchscreen, and touchscreens are not great when you're underway, are they?
No. I do give them a little bit of credit because they do keep a couple of little icons along the bottom. So, like, if you want to do, you can find the one pedal driving mode a lot easier on that one than I have on some other cars.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that part of it. But it really is. You nailed it again when you said it's kind of otherworldly. It's like getting into a spaceship. And some people absolutely would love that. But for me, I just would want something a little bit more engaging, a little more personal.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't really have a start button either.
That bothers me too.
You sit down and it recognizes that a butt is in the seat. And it has a reasonable range, 315 miles, so that's impressive, actually. It's impressive versus a lot of other vehicles with this kind of performance, because like you say, neck snapping performance. It also has a bunch of luxury features. It's kind of interesting in it has Napa leather seats and some things that are luxurious, panoramic roof, and has Bowers & Wilkins sound system, so that's super high-end. But at the same time, it doesn't feel lush, right? I mean, it feels very stark inside. Right. I guess that's the modern design ethic.
Yeah, there aren't very many controls, you know, you get into it. And that whole thing about being able to turn, not only, you know, the car will start up once you sit in it, it turns off the same way. And that bothers me. I'd like to, like, you know, I'm like a light switch guy. You turn it on, you turn it off. You can't do that with that car.
Yeah, I'm not a guy who has my lights in my home automated. So, you know, I'll turn them on and off. I don't mind the switch thing. Let's talk about price, because it's not inconsiderable. It's about the same price, I guess, as the Dodge Charger Daytona. This is $88,000 before taxes and fees. And I don't believe this one qualifies for $7,500 in terms of tax credit. That's pricey, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, I think you can still qualify it if you lease it. That's the one loophole. But it really is interesting that the performance is probably fairly close. It's the execution is so different.
Yeah.
You know, that Stellantis is trying to reach out in you know, kind of nostalgia and the Charger, and it's still kind of modern and stuff. This thing is like nothing you've ever seen before. The closest thing is that it tries to be sort of a crossover with its taller ride height and great visibility and hatchback body style.
Right. Well, way to sum it up, and a good way to sum it up. Interesting vehicles this time around. And when we come back, we will have a couple of really good guests, Danielle Livingston and Jake Robbins. Our Toyota 4Runner expert, so stay with us for that, and we'll be right back.
You know what's better than a limited-time deal? An unlimited-time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never-frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Redd back with you. And we're so glad you're with us on America on the Road. Thanks for being with us. And I'm so glad I'm here. I'm somewhere east of San Diego, California, with the opportunity to drive the all-new 2025 Toyota 4Runner. With me are some marketing experts, product experts on this. Danielle Livingston, marketing expert on the vehicle. Jake Robin is a product expert from product education at Toyota. Let's talk about marketing this vehicle a lot. I mean, this is an iconic vehicle. Do you change up the marketing, or do you kind of, you know, from a 30,000 foot level, what do you do in terms of marketing a new gen version of the 4Runner?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just want to bring the excitement with the excitement of the redesign and all of the new features and really bringing it to, you know, cutting edge technology that we've added for this sixth generation. So we just want to capture in all of those enthusiasts from past years, but also bring in the new customers. So we're targeting a lot for those adventure-minded consumers, want to bring their family, friends, because this is more of a we, you know, together family vehicle. So we want to capture everyone and bring in some new enthusiasts for the the future generations.
And you have some new things to talk about, too. It has a three-row version, for example, so that probably brings in more buyers, a little different kind of situation. It's all new in terms of powertrain. So those are kind of things you probably pick out marketing-wise, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We want to definitely speak to the performance with the two new powertrains that we're offering. The rugged capability, this truck can do it all, and we have the nine different grades, so we have a truck for everyone out there, whatever their adventure and desires may be.
Right, nine different grades. Well, why don't you go through all those nine grades, Jake, in very high detail? Or not really.
Okay.
But kind of from a...
So we'll split this into two pieces. So we have on-road grades and we have off-road grades. So let's start with on-road.
Let's start with that.
Perfect. Yeah. So we're going to start with the trusty SR5. That's the entry level into the 4Runner family. Then we have the TRD.
And a high volume.
Very high volume vehicle, right? Very popular grade for us.
Yeah.
So then we go to the TRD Sport, which is a sport-tuned suspension, got some sporty aesthetics, 20-inch wheels, a hood scoop on the
hood. Kind of on-road-oriented, more so than maybe others, right?
That's right. Then we have also a new grade, TRD Sport Premium, so it's going to add some premium features on the inside, heated and ventilated soft text trim seats, larger display screens, and a moonroof, yes.
Ah, moonroof, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And then also moving up to the Limited. It's a little bit more premium, leather trim seats, third row availability, and for the first time, hybrid availability with Limited.
And I think there's only two trims on which you can get the third row, am I right?
That's correct.
SR5
and the Limited grade.
Yeah.
Correct.
So.
And then for the first time ever, we have a Platinum grade as well. So really upping the ante on that premium factor with a unique dark navy leather interior, head-up display, heated outboard rear seats, just to name a few.
Yeah, nice. A lot of suburban people are going to enjoy that vehicle and never go off-road in it, but love it nonetheless.
Right? That's right. Yeah. And then the other half is the off-road grades. So we have the TRD Off-Road, TRD Off-Road Premium, the TRD Pro, and the Trail Hunter. And all of those are available with the iForce Max hybrid variant of the powertrain.
Is the Trail Hunter new for this generation?
It sure is.
Okay. Tell us about that and what the thinking is there. And then I'm going to want your marketing thinking on that too. But tell us about that.
Trail Hunter is our overland adventure vehicle. It's going to have unique touches like an Old Man Emu suspension designed for overlanding. Other things, it's going to have a unique trimmed interior called Mineral. That's the only trim that it's available on. It's like a grayish, almost greenish interior color, really unique. It's got like a yellow piping and stitching on the interior, just a really nice contrast. There is an available air compressor in the back that comes exclusive to that grade. And of course, it's got a 1-inch lift over the SR5, giving that additional ground clearance. Other things, it's got additional skid plates on the bottom. It's got a really rough and rugged look.
Huh. Very cool. A lot of people are going to like that. This is a thing that's kind of come on. I think COVID kind of pushed, a lot of this overlanding stuff. But, you know, talk about that and how you market this new trim.
Yeah, I was going to say, overlanding has always been a popular thing, but really more of a niche consumer. But you're right, over COVID, we really saw it kind of explode a little bit more and become a lot more mainstream. So we definitely wanted to have this available. It, just for the people, you know, it's all about self-reliancy, wanting to get out and be able to get back, but just disconnect and have everything of like the creature comforts that you would have at home. So we're definitely getting out and connecting with those more niche consumers at various events, wanting to really let them explore and understand all of the different features through the various accessories and factory installed options that we have available that will just help them get out there and just do everything that they love to do while they're disconnecting.
I mean, this is a vehicle with, you know, I guess 9 trims, if I remember correctly from a few minutes ago, and just incredible raft of features, different features for different trims, just a bunch of different stuff going on. How, as a marketer, do you make that digestible for the consumer, that they understand, okay, these are things? Do you just pick certain things to emphasize? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, we really want to focus on the key areas that are going to really provide the messaging of the performance and capability of the vehicle. So speaking of for the off-road grades, so we're really talking about the capability of the different suspensions, of what they can offer for them depending on what they're doing off-road. And then, of course, the creature comforts and the upgraded technology that we have with the 6th Gen. So talking about, the like Jake mentioned, with the 14-inch screen availability, our premium audio, all of the safety features that are now with TSS 3.0 available on every one of our grades. Just it's really narrowing in on what's unique about each one and what it can bring for the consumer.
Right. It seems like infotainment systems are more and more important. And, you know, there was a time not too long ago where Toyota seemed to be lagging. Now Toyota really seems to have caught up. And I think you have a very impressive infotainment system in this vehicle. Talk about the importance of that and what that means from a marketing standpoint, and then we can talk a little bit about features.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just about all of the convenience and safety on the road. So having wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto obviously is a big hit. But then having just the availability with a large screen, and then we have the multi-terrain monitor, which helps have your eyes all around the vehicle while you're driving off-road.
And let our listeners know what that means, because you're basically giving views from around the vehicle.
Absolutely. So
right?
When you're off-roading, you're going up and over large hills or around big boulders, this provides cameras that are around the entire outside of the vehicle, giving you a 360 view. So as you're driving, you have that 14-inch screen that you can view and to see if there's anything blocking your way with where the tires are, or if there's tree branches that are going to scratch up your mirrors, you can easily avoid them if you're, you know, just kind of out of view with the way you're driving.
Right, right. Jake, why don't you pick it up and tell us a bit about the infotainment system, you know, more specifically, and what you think is the coolest about it, too.
Sure, sure. So with the new latest and greatest Toyota Audio Multimedia, we have 2 screen sizes available, standard 8-inch screen, and then, of course, that really nice 14-inch display. The 14-inch display can be had in about 6 of our grades. Mm-hmm. And what's cool about it is the graphics are clearer, the response times are quicker than the previous generation system. Mm-hmm. But like Danielle said, with availability of Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, we have a new virtual assistant called Hey Toyota. So just making...
How'd you name that? That seems to, like...
I know, right? Yeah, what a coincidence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Just really making that connected experience that much more simple and easy to enjoy while you're in the vehicle, because you're going to spend a lot of time driving the vehicle. So that was our goal. We wanted to make it nice and easy, just user-friendly.
Yeah. It seems like this is a vehicle that has some sizable knobs, some, you know, very discrete controls, you know, kind of, I almost want to say masculine, but mm-hmm. substantial anyway. Talk about that a little bit, the controls and those kind of things.
Right, and again, ease of use. You know, if you have gloves on, if you're out in the wilderness, right, we just want to make sure that they're easy visible, easy to touch, easy to press. Just kind of have that factor of the ease of enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cargo is important too. This is a big cargo carrier. I think it's got a lot of space behind the second row, and even with the third row folded, or there's some space behind the third row, I imagine. So talk a bit about that.
Yeah, so like I said before, there's a third row seat available in SR5 and Limited. But again, with the all grades, we do have that second second row tumble forward seat to give you that really expansive cargo space. So I think, you know, compared to other vehicles in the market, you're going to have a lot of room to put all your gear, your pets, kids, you name it, the Forerunner can handle it.
Right. And this will be for Danielle, I guess. We talk a lot about off-road. We have talked a lot about off-road for the last 5-10 minutes here. But a lot of these vehicles, most of the time, are going to be on-road and be doing more kind of suburban stuff, you know, picking up kids at school or commuting to work or those kind of things. Talk about that and how that figures into the overall marketing scheme.
Well, yeah, that's the beauty of 4Runner. With having 9 different grades, we offer something for whatever your daily needs are. And with 4Runner especially, you can definitely take one from the street on into the off-road, depending on what you're doing for that day. As I mentioned, it's more, we look at it as more of a wee vehicle. So we definitely have, as Jake mentioned, that extra space, cargo space, whatever you may need for people or things, whatever you need to bring along.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the competitors you see out there? What are some models that you might compare this to?
Yeah, I think a lot of our main competitors would probably be, you know, like the Ford Bronco or Jeep Wrangler for more of that off-road, or even Jeep Grand Cherokee for more of the on-road. So we're looking at competitors in both of those areas. But I think, again, we have a grade to cover them all.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly have a legendary reputation for off-roading and for being a great
vehicle.
Absolutely. And this is what generation?
This is our sixth generation.
Sixth generation.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I was there for all of them. How weird. Well, thanks so much, both of you, for talking with us. Jake Robin and Danielle Livingston, thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And that was our interview with Danielle Livingston and Jake Robbins of Toyota, telling us about the all-new Toyota 4Runner. We thank them for being on the show. And man, I'm curious about your opinion about the new 4Runner and really what Toyota is doing in terms of off-roaders, because they're going gung-ho in that direction, aren't they?
They really are. And I, you know, one of the things that I really appreciate is that they understand the brand value in the 4Runner name. I mean, the vehicle's been around a long time. And so they're staying true to that. You know, they're like the SUV version of the Tacoma. But at the same time, with the Land Cruiser, which is an older name than the 4Runner, they're trying to get into that, reestablish that rugged off-road character. And it's really smart that they're doing a lot of component sharing, but they're able to precisely position the vehicle. You know, the Land Cruiser is a little bit more upscale, and it's, you know, it's not that big honking full-size SUV of what it had grown into, and it's cool in its own right, and yet they still pay attention to the loyal 4Runner people and give them what they want with that.
Yeah,
vehicle.
It's really kind of interesting what they've done here, because the 4Runner and the Land Cruiser now are pretty close to each other in terms of size. I think they share a lot of componentry, as you said. But they do have different personalities, and they certainly have different prices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very different. So, and I think they're mining, you know, just narrow niches of that off-road buyer and really doing a good job of this. I think they haven't taken their eye off the ball the way some other car companies have, looking at, well, maybe some electric off-roaders, for example. And I'm wondering who the heck is going to buy those. I mean,
right.
We wonder who's going to buy electric muscle cars. I think the same question applies to potentially electric off-road vehicles.
You know, the other interesting thing, too, is that the SUVs have sort of evolved into people carriers or off-roaders.
Well, when we come back, we will have a listener question, and I think it'll be teed up perfectly for our guest co-host, Matt DiLorenzo. So stay with us for that. And we will be right back right here on America on the Road. All right, in a minute, we'll come back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest co-host Jack DeLorenzo. Jack Nerad back with you. I think probably Chris Teague will be back with us next week. It is listener question time right now. We love to get your questions and comments, too. Please send them along to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Here's a question from Mindy in Westchester, Illinois, not far from where I grew up, actually. Mindy asks this, what do you think about EVs versus hybrids for city driving? Matt?
I think EVs are perfectly suited for city driving. I think that, you know, if you don't have a long commute, if you live in a city and you have your own garage, it's perfect. If you live in a condo or a townhouse and you don't have access and you're going to rely on public charging, you still can probably do it, but you're better off with a hybrid. And one of the great things about hybrids is that their city, because of the electric assist, their city mileage is often higher than their highway mileage. So you can't go wrong with either one for city driving. It just depends on where you live and what your access to charging is in order to have, you know, the most efficient way to use the vehicle.
Yeah, I think you identified it just perfectly. Especially if you have a place to charge overnight on your own.
Yes.
At home, a garage, yeah, or even a driveway that you can do that, then EV would work perfectly for city driving. If you don't, much tougher. Well, Matt, remind us of the name of your book and where people can buy it.
I've written How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, a Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. It's basically a how-to guide if you're new to the EV market and you don't want to spend a lot of money. There are some affordable EVs out there. This book will tell you how to find them and what to expect when you own one. And you can find it on Amazon.com or my website, tightwadgarage.com.
Yeah, look for it. Very, very good book. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in ebook and paperback form at Amazon, so look for it there. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast, so look for it there. We also have YouTube and Rumble channels. You can see us. You can see the handsome man that Matt DiLorenzo is. It is great to have you, and thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the road. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices, so the fact that you're listening to America on the Road is very important to us. We appreciate it, and we hope you join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.